And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. built pier in Gaza has been repaired and reconnected, according to American military officials on Friday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The U.S. military-built pier designed to carry badly needed aid into Gaza by boat has been reattached to the beach after a section broke apart in storms and rough seas. That announcement made by Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who's deputy commander of U.S. Central Command.
We expect to resume delivery of humanitarian assistance from the sea in the coming days.
Cooper says the goal is to get 1 million pounds of food and other supplies moving through the pier into Gaza every 2 days. The pier was only operational for a week before the storm tore it apart. I'm Shelley Adler.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will tell the Security Council next week that both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in the war to eliminate one another. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The UN Secretary General is criticizing both sides of the Israel-Hamas war when it comes to violating the rights of children in armed conflict. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Israel's ambassador to deliver the news Israel would be listed as one of three parties engaged in killing and maiming children. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan reacted with outrage, saying of Guterres, shame on him. The Palestinian UN ambassador says adding Israel to the so-called list of shame will not bring back children who were killed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A flurry of recent attacks in Iraq, apparently orchestrated by supporters of Iran-backed anti-American militias, reflects surging anger against the U.S., Israel's top ally over the war in Gaza. Soon after the conflict erupted, Iran-backed militias launched dozens of attacks on the bases. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met Friday in France, while attending ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Biden told Zelensky he apologized to the Ukrainian people for the weeks of not knowing if more assistance would come, while the U.S. Congress waited 6 months before sending him a military aid package. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding.
The president assured Volodymyr Zelensky more aid will flow and the U.S. will stand with Ukraine.
We're still in completely, thoroughly.
As Ukraine tries to fight off an intense Russian push in the east, Zelensky says American backing is vital.
Like it was during World War II, how the United States helped to save human lives, to save Europe, and we count on your continuing support.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
South of African opposition parties are meeting and will continue to crunch talks into next week to consider the ruling African National Congress and the offer to become part of a government of national unity. ANC failed to secure a majority in last week's highly contested election, but some opposition parties are already rejecting the party's offer because of deep-seated divisions. Senior officials of the main opposition Democratic Alliance are supposed to meet on Monday to discuss the centrist party's approach to the negotiations.
Your day. March 21st. Of 2003.
That was Tyler Thompson, one of three Americans accused of involvement in last month's coup in Congo, led by little-known opposition figure Christian Malunga, in which six people were killed. A military trial began in the capital on Friday for 51 suspects. The defendants face a number of charges, many punishable by death. That includes terrorism, murder, and criminal association. Mexico's outgoing president has pledged to press ahead with judicial reforms despite nervousness among investors and suggestions from his own hand-picked successor that he should wait. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he would pursue 20 constitutional changes after his Moreno party won a two-thirds majority in Congress in Sunday's elections. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.